This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A new collection of fiction offers a diverse perspective of the people and places that make Vermont what it is. The anthology includes stories by well-known award-winning authors such as Julia Alvarez, Annie Prue, and Howard Frank Mosier. But it also mixes in stories from writers you may never have heard of, who are just waiting to be discovered and enjoyed. The book was edited by Robin MacArthur, who joins us now from our Brattleboro studios. And Robin, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me here.
So what was your motivation to put this book together in the first place?
You know, I grew up in Vermont. My dad grew up in Vermont. And I've been just privately selecting stories set in Vermont since I was 18 when I left home for college. And I have this bookshelf full of all of these Vermont authors and pieces written in Vermont. And I've always thought, wouldn't it be amazing to put these all in one place? And there must be other people out there who are also looking to find these voices. And then Dee Dee Cummings is a friend of mine who founded Green Writers Press, and we met up last summer, and within 2 minutes, we decided to make this book happen.
I think it's so interesting, too, to see that, and I did not know this, as you provide some author biographies at the end there, folks like Wallace Stegner, I didn't realize his intense connection to Vermont. I mean, 50 summers or so spent in Greensboro. Mm-hmm. Annie Prue, I had no idea had a Vermont connection. It's amazing. How did you go about choosing which authors to include?
That was no easy feat. You know, first of all, I wanted to focus on short fiction, and we have many amazing novelists in the state and fewer short fiction writers, so that narrowed it down a little bit. I wanted to make sure that we had the voices of some of the people we automatically think of when we think of Vermonters. I wanted, you know, a farmer in there and hippies, and I also wanted to have as much diversity as I could find. So I have French Canadian and Abenaki and migrant farm workers and, you know, as much diversity of perspectives of age and gender as I could bring into the picture.
One thing I think you can say about all these stories, and they are quite diverse in their themes and how they're written, is that a lot of them are pretty gritty. And in a review of the book in 7 days, it was mentioned that the book has a pretty high body count and there's a lot of death. You know, that's reflected in the often harsh landscape of Vermont. The first story in the book by Wallace Stegner is called The Sweetness of the Twisted Apples, and it really digs deep into the backwoods feel of Vermont. What is it about this story that gives the reader not only that signature voice of the man who wrote the award-winning Angle of Repose, but also a sense of Vermont?
You know, I decided to put that story first because one of the things that I think is most inherently Vermont is the dynamic between the generations of people who lived here before the middle of the 20th century and then the influx of newcomers who came in, summer residents and hippies and back to the landers. And so that story for me combined those two as sort of an introduction for the rest of the book. There is the artist couple who have these romantic notions about apple picking and beautiful old abandoned farmsteads. And then there is the perspective of the woman who is living on this abandoned homestead up in the Northeast Kingdom.
I mentioned at the beginning there are some authors here folks may not be familiar with, and one of the stories of the many I loved in this book is by a guy named Peter Gould, and it's called Horse-Drawn Yogurt, and it's based on his real-life experiences living on a commune as part of the Back to the Land movement of the 1970s, and how those new folks living the old ways, as he describes it in the story, clung for as long as they could to a lifestyle that's pretty much largely forgotten now. There's some beautiful humor in this story, kind of black humor as well as beautiful writing. And it stands out a bit in being a bit lighter in tone than some of the other stories. I wonder if you made a conscious decision to avoid lighter-hearted stories in this book, or is it that Vermont fiction does tend to be a bit darker?
I did not come across in all of the selections that I read much humor. And at the very last moment, I woke up in the middle of the night and said, I need humor, and I also need a commune story. And so Peter's was the very last story that I found, and I had to seek him out and say, do you have anything that you could send me? And he scrambled together this piece that he'd written, I don't know, you know, at some point, but had never published, and he got it into shape for us and included it. And I was greatly relieved for the humor, but also the perspective of the communes, and he tells it with such grace.
He does, and he also reflects in that story what you were talking about before and that push and pull between those folks who have lived in Vermont forever and those from away, as they say. There's a lot of that there, and he's really, it's very self-effacing, but a very fun story to read. Now, you have a story of your own in this book. It's called Wings 1989. this is a wonderfully subtle and sad story about a marriage that appears headed for a bad end. But the reader is left to imagine how it comes to a bad end based on the rich detail you provide in between. And this is between a young girl and her relationship with her mother while they're weeding a garden. How did this story come to you? Why did you choose it for this collection?
This story is based very much on my own experience, not autobiographical. Those are not my parents, but my dad is from here. My dad grew up in Vermont in the 1950s when it was a different time and place. My mom is from Chicago, and she became a homesteader, and they lived in a, and I grew up in a very funky cabin without real electricity and cars that never started. And my mom, by some fluke, happens to have taken to the homesteading rugged lifestyle with grace, and she loves it, and she's now a professional farmer. But I witnessed lots of homesteading women and men who did not love it and who discovered that it was a much harder lifestyle than they had fantasized.
The little girl, especially when her mom asks to help weed the garden, she just doesn't want to. You know, she's enjoying reading this book instead and imagining her life in a suburban setting where she doesn't have to do all the hard work and the sweat dripping down her face and such.
That is very much autobiographical. I am not the farmer that my mother is, and I never have been.
Well, there is just such a rich diversity in the stories here. What do you want people to take away from this book ultimately as they read it?
My hope is that it broadens the scope of what we think of when we think of Vermont and who we think of when we think of Vermonters. We have such a branded kind of idealistic notion of all the good things that have come out of Vermont. I want to put those in dialogue with some of the darker class dynamics and realities that do exist here. And because I'm a romantic, also make us more empathetic and compassionate tenants of this state.
Robin MacArthur is the editor of the new anthology, Contemporary Vermont Fiction. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.